Well, it ended up being a pretty messy day for the government yesterday, a day when the Prime Minister had wanted to be talking about industrial relations, and it all started to go off the rails here on RM Breakfast when Malcolm Turnbull didn't rule out lifting that ban on the seven-shot Adler shotgun. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Friend.
Michelle, Labor had a field day loudly proclaiming the government was prepared to trade guns for votes. The PM subsequently announced the ban on the Adler was, quote, set in stone. But he did open the door and let trouble in for himself a bit yesterday, didn't he?
He did. And as you say, when you were talking to him first thing in the morning, he really did leave things up in the air. He should have, I think, said, well, gun law is a particularly important thing for this government. John Howard brought in the gun regime and it's not up for trading in any sense over the industrial legislation. That really would have been a much more sensible course. After he went from you, he gave a little doorstop. He again didn't close the issue off. Then Labor, which is very tactically quick in this parliament, moved in the House a motion. He was forced to go into the House. The issue was still bubbling along at question time. So in terms of framing the day, the whole thing was really lost for the government.
And Tony Abbott didn't really help Malcolm Turnbull much. I didn't think he tweeted, there should be no trade-off on guns. He said, disturbing to see reports of horse trading on gun laws. ABCC should be supported on its merits. Now, David Lionhelm came out with an email trail yesterday for reporters showing he was given a guarantee by two, at the time, Abbott government ministers, Michael Keenan and Peter Dutton, that the ban on the Adler would be subject to a sunset clause in return for his support on a migration bill. So he says he's been dudded. Is this going to have an impact or hurt the coalition in its dealings more broadly with the Senate crossbench, do you think?
Well, I think it will have an impact on how David Lionhelm behaves, and he has been grumpy, as he would put it, on a number of fronts for a while, and certainly he's quite grumpy on this. I think that the what happened with the sunset clause is that the government did, the Abbott government did trade on guns in connection with the migration bill. It expected that this question of the reclassification of the gun in question would be fixed by the time the sunset clause was due to come into effect. But that is still under discussion with the states, the question of reclassification. And so when the sunset clause came around, the government continued the ban. It had miscalculated on the whole timing issue.
And Michelle, on another issue, the Nauruan government struck back very strongly yesterday against the claims made on Four Corners on Monday night. It issued a statement accusing the ABC of bias, claiming children in Nauru now live in safe and comfortable accommodation with schools similar to Australian schools. It was actually quite a long and very angry press statement. I don't know, Michelle, if the media could get in there more easily, if there was more transparency of what went on in Nauru, it might help all of this.
There's no doubt that a central problem in terms of the public knowing how things are going there and the media reporting is that access has been, for the most part, just banned in relation to Nauru, and it's nearly impossible. One or two journalists have got there, or at least one, but mostly they can't get there. And I think that, as you say, if there was more transparency, then we'd get accurate reporting and less contested reporting from those from there.
Yeah, sure. Not saying that Four Corners wasn't accurate, but it now certainly is, given the statement from the Nauruan government, contested. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.